Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold-Certified Canadian Doc's report on David Watts, date of birth 2-7-1962, date of procedure July 23rd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold-Certified, referring physician is Dr. Maria Harrington. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is screening for colon cancer and surveillance, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, Barrett's esophagus history, comma, globus sensation. Description of procedure from concerns of the same period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, the possibility of missing legends, or something like that, or the patient. Patient's breast and anesthesia placement in a thoughtful position, today is trying to serve with modern anesthesia care while the cradle and sedative gastric globus introduced into the esophagus, and in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, retroflex used between the cardiac air suction from the stem before the telescope. Patient's then turn around in a lateral position and digital rectal exam is performed. While the cradle and sedative colonoscope is introduced into the rectum, advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendage or orbis, at least cecal valve, complex of the fold period. TI was intubated and evaluated. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, second colon, the rectum, or retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score is greater as a 7, 2-3-2, comma, good prep. Patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. There was an approximate 2.5 centimeter mass / nodule noted in the posterior pharynx above the vocal cords. Next line, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared on a remarkable. Next line, there was a widely patent esophagus. Next line, the Z-line was irregular at 43 centimeters from the right block, comma, prog C1M2, comma. Biopsies were obtained at 41 centimeters from the right block and at 43 centimeters from the right block for further evaluation of the Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and through late H. pylori. Next line, there's evidence of a gastric body polyp and with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the duodenum was unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies, duodenum was unremarkable to D2 portion. Next line, at colonoscopy, the terminal limb comma last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 7, 2-3-2, comma, good prep. Next line, there was a approximately 5 millimeter splenic flexure, sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter sigmoid colon, sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 7 millimeter rectal sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids around retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI daily for chemo prevention for the Barrett's esophagus. Next line, recommend referral to ENT for evaluation of posterior oropharyngeal nodule / mass. Comma, this was discussed extensively with the patient. And a significant other. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 years, given Barrett's and need for surveillance. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, pending path. Next line, follow-up and office.